Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at our home for the day after Eagles games, Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. In 1 hour, the Brandon Graham Show will be here at Chickies with me, Elliot, BG, of course, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot, who is not a player. That'll be at 7.
But he does break down tape.
Oh, he does. He's breaking down tape today.
Yep.
Love to see it. You know what else I love to see? Everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So many game balls to go around.
Oh.
So many game balls to go around.
What you got?
Starting at number five. And this shows that I am a true football guy. Because not only do I notice everything, but sometimes you gotta bring the little things to the air. It's like when the producer of the show doesn't get enough credit. I gotta make sure that the little guy also gets some credit here. And I'm giving my fifth.
You get your name in the show.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
The fifth game ball I'm giving to Braden Mann. Those were tough snaps. He's not a receiver. Now I would consider letting him go out for a route because he seems like he has great hands. But they weren't exactly the crispest snaps of all time.
A wet ball.
And he had to get them down in the right spot for Jake Elliott to make his kicks. I thought Braden Mann did a good job yesterday.
Oh, having on extra points.
Yeah.
Well, that was Jake Elliott's fault. He got on the big kick slate. He reached damn near reached across and got them in the right spot.
Yes.
I appreciate
it. I thought you were talking about for his punting. You were talking about for his place holding.
Yes, it matters.
No, it did matter.
It matters.
Yes.
As the official special teams guy on the show,
yep.
I just want to make sure that Braden Mann gets pointed out.
Okay, and he had some good punts yesterday.
He did have some good punts yesterday. Again, if Braden Mann was on the Super Bowl team in 22, they're a Super Bowl champ.
As long as he don't have to kick it off, I'm good.
I'm glad they fixed that, by the way. It hasn't helped Jake much in the field goal game.
It seems like as soon as Ike noticed, they were like, abort, abort, abort. Ike noticed that Braden Mann's doing the kickoffs. It happened in week 16, but as soon as they noticed, they stopped doing it.
Well, can I start talking about the passing offense?
16.
Well, that too, but yeah.
I would like Ike to start talking about the quarterback then. If he can fix that.
I have.
He talks about him.
Yeah.
He just win.
He's fair.
Yep.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Win football games.
In the ugliest way possible. Number four, giving it to Zach Bond once again. This guy's a player, man. Best linebacker they've had since Trott?
Close.
I mean, he's...
I mean...
He was rated...
Yeah. Jordan Hicks was pretty good. Yeah. T.J. Edwards was good.
It's just wild. He's the number one rated linebacker on PFF.
Let's just hope it's not a one-year thing.
I know.
First team All-Pro.
But he just...
Yeah.
He's... It's just, I cannot grasp how the Saints just didn't see this.
Misused him.
Or didn't let him play this kind of way.
Well, and...
Crazy.
I discovered... A nickname for him. I didn't come up with it, but I saw it on social media yesterday from people. Teflon Bond. I hadn't heard of that one.
That's courtesy of DJ Gabriel.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he does all the WIP.
Not the fake calls.
That is, dude. Yes. Yeah.
He's the best, dude.
I just discovered him yesterday.
Yeah, he's the funny.
Teflon Bond. That was pretty good.
Teflon Bond.
He is the fake WIP caller. Yeah, I like that.
You can tell he listens a lot because he gets all of the little nuances.
Yes, all the same. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
he called him Flailing Hurts last week, which I appreciated.
Of course you did.
Might have to take that.
By the way, no one loves coming up with nicknames like Philly fans do.
No.
Like up with nicknames that no one's ever going to use.
Oh, we search for them. We thrive to
dying
do
it. For nicknames. Yes. Yep.
Except we can't get Jalen down. I mean, we had the
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
It's QB1.
No, stop. Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. But that's not even a cool nickname.
Well, that's a pretty cool nickname as far as
you also can't force a nickname.
That's Duke. The Duke was forced, and it never stopped.
Well, I was going to say, that was my second guess. The Duke.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Five I like.
Well, yeah, Five didn't have. Yeah, that was his nickname.
He was Five. Nick has some nicknames. Foles.
He has a few of them. Yeah, some of them I don't use.
You don't use
BDM? I roll with, no, Nicky Six. That's all I roll with, yes.
And no, I mean, come on, we had the Bronco.
Oh, the Bronco was a good one. And that actually stuck.
It did.
Sammy Sleeves.
Oh, Sleeves. Yeah, that was an insult. That was a nickname.
Yeah, yes. No, all I'm aware.
And it stuck.
Yep.
Did Vic ever have a nickname?
No.
No.
He was the Mike Vic experience.
Yeah. Or MV7.
Yeah. Yeah, but never one like that. Really, yeah.
You remember John Gruden tried to call? He called him Starship 7.
Ah, it's a tough one.
Yeah,
Grudock usually has some good ones.
I love that Gruden is back though.
Oh yeah,
the Gruden on Barstool with he's sitting with these idiots as they watch.
Yep, he looks like he's having the time of his life.
Yes.
By the way,
I actually love it.
When he said his wife thought he was having a heart attack when he's watching the Eagles offensive line go to work. I mean,
he was like, oh.
Yeah. Third game ball given to Darius Slay. He led them in tackles yesterday. I thought he played really well. He almost picked off a pass early in the
game. Should have picked that pass off.
But for a
they wouldn't have got seven, had he.
I know.
Cooper, DeGene dropped one, too.
He did. It cost him a.
That's my guy, Coop.
I thought they were going to lose on the Cooper drop and after the Puka catch.
Yeah, I can't even blame Slay on the Puka catch. It was such a great throw and catch.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but I thought Slay played well yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
And I liked last week the defensive backs coach put a gas tank at his locker.
Yes, see how much he has left in him.
Yeah. He played pretty inspired yesterday. He was tackling. I thought Slay played well.
Yeah, not ready to say this is Slay's last year.
You've been saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not ready to say it just yet.
Yep. Number two given to Saquon, obviously.
Number two?
Yep.
Number two.
Yeah, we'll get to it. The most underrated play that Saquon had yesterday for me was the 3rd and 13 when Jalen was
backed up.
When they were backed up,
yep.
And he got a little screen play.
Yep.
That was a 13-10 ball game. They punted away. The Rams get it at worst on their own 40.
Yeah.
Maybe they tie the game up there. Who knows how the game kind of changes. Saquon getting that ball and then getting the first down totally changed the game.
And then your boy had one after that.
Gainwell.
Yeah, I think he had
run.
Another catch. Oh,
the catch.
Run.
Yep. No, he did have one catch and one run. They were both about 10 yards.
Yeah.
And the Saquon thing we haven't brought up, McGuire Martin over there in the Randall jersey.
Yeah.
When Saquon scored that touchdown, the first one, slowing up so Jared Verse could get close was... What a moment that was. Like, for him to do it to Verst, have the presence of mind
now,
to do it to him.
Verst also did have a great game.
He did.
Yeah. For a guy who put a bullseye on his back, coming in here talking about Philly fans.
He lived up to it.
And was out there pregame, still taking it. Yeah. He showed up yesterday.
He did.
Their whole defensive line.
Yeah, he showed up yesterday.
I think our offensive line is probably fine.
They're happy
playing
not playing
anymore.
Them again. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought up the thumbs down thing.
Yeah.
I did appreciate when Slade did that to them late in the game.
Oh, I missed it.
I didn't see it.
I think it was before maybe the last drive. I don't know. There was something.
Well, it definitely was before that ball.
Yeah, it was before. It was more. People were believing bricks, like you mentioned earlier. But when the game seemed over, he gave a nice big old thumbs down to the to the Rams bench.
Yeah.
But number one is Jalen Carter. You know, that last play, being able to get in there, because the Orlovsky broke it down after the game. There's a guy wide open.
Yeah.
And if Jalen Carter doesn't get there, I mean, we're talking about the worst loss in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, that's an all-time loss that they lose yesterday, given the situation, given all the Commanders game coming up. So he had two sacks, forced fumble, and that last play. Jalen Carter was the best player on the field yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to agree with you on this. As much as I waxed poetically about Saquon earlier today, and I still think it all rings true, I think Jalen Carter's performance yesterday, and we don't have that, I don't know if we get away with a win in this game. And I understand if we don't have Saquon's offensive runs, his explosive runs, we don't score. But we had opportunities to put that game away because of what the defense did, and Jalen helped cause one of those fumbles that set up a score for our offense. Yeah, Jalen Carter Yeah, Jack, I may go with that with you. I would go Jalen Carter as the number one guy. That's how important his performance was yesterday on the defensive side of the ball.
I'm surprised Jack didn't split the difference and give them co-number one game balls, as he often does. Sometimes he cowards out on that one.
Well, I almost gave the fans one, too, Spike.
Oh, wow. Look at you, the panderer.
I thought
for pandering.
I thought it was loud in there.
You learned it from your guy.
I did learn from Bryce. I'm not very good about it, though.
No.
I'm not great at pandering.
Too much hate in your heart.
Well, not hate.
Yeah.
Objective analysis.
Real quick. So we did Tell the Truth Thursday last week. So it's Tell the Truth Monday, just for 3 minutes.
Okay.
First Ike, then Jack. Ike, Puka Nacua catches that ball at the 12-yard line. What goes through your mind?
We're losing. Yes. Yes. Can't believe we lost this damn game.
Yep.
After all that, after the Saquon run, I was so mad at how fast the Rams scored after that Saquon run. I couldn't stop talking about that.
Right.
Like in the before we did the post game show last night, that's all I kept saying. Like, why the hell did we go to a prevent defense to allow them to score as fast as they did? They didn't have to use a timeout or anything. And yes, I thought we were losing the game when Puka Nacua caught that ball. There's no doubt in my mind we were losing that game.
Jack, tell the truth Monday.
Of course. I think when Puka made the catch, you could hear collectively the F-bomb.
Yes.
From everyone.
I know I yelled it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When Saquon scored the touchdown, I tweeted something like all caps, Saquon Barkley, blah, 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 and I tweeted ball game. And then Jake Elliott missed the extra point. I deleted it right away. I'm like, oh, no. We're losing this. Like when Jake Elliott missed the extra point, I knew we were losing. And then when Puka made the catch, I was sure we were losing. I started doing today's show in my head.
Yeah.
I was thinking, who are we blaming?
Yeah.
Now, for me, when Jake missed that extra point, I immediately went to the point spread.
Of course, yeah. And they did not cover.
And I said, you know what? They're going to let – I said the Rams will score another garbage touchdown.
And they're going
to
cover.
It'll be a 6-point game, and they'll cover. I didn't think we would get to where we got to at the end. I just thought they may get one garbage touchdown. I didn't realize we'd be holding on for dear life from the 10-yard line, 12-yard line.
Oh. When they scored, I was like, they're going to go 3 and out, and Stafford's either throwing a pick or they're winning the game. It felt like a Stafford somehow ending in that kind
I can't
of way.
Believe my emotions went from Saquon and that run – to just watching a hot knife through butter go down the field and score a touchdown as fast
as they scored in like 70 seconds.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, man. That's what made me think, like, yeah, we're going to lose this damn
and
game.
And I understand the idea, keep them in front of you because of the weather. Because one move,
right.
and you know, Stafford throw the ball 75 yards. It's like one move and the cornerback falls down and everything's over. I get it. But, man, that was
way too easy.
And was it Romo doing the game, right?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that Romo?
Was it Romo doing
the game? No, that was Sunday night. That was
Collinsworth.
Collinsworth was like, why weren't they doing this the entire game? you know, because the Eagles were playing similar to that defensively the entire game. He's like, you discover this right at the end of the game, but they picked us apart. Man, oh man. All right, 215-592-9494. Mr. Shorehands, you're on WIP.
Mr. Shorehands.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him.
Woo! Victory! What's up, fellas?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Well done.
Hey, man. I'm right now swinging from the chandelier. Got my Fletcher jersey out. Full commando, baby.
The commando's week. Yep.
Yep. Yes, commando indeed. For commando.
We're all going commando all week.
Hey, yep. Hey, take commando. Man,
listen, I ate a whole bowl of blue chews this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be
bricked
That's, up
well,
all
only
way
one
to
at a time.
Parade,
God,
yeah,
baby.
You want to be careful time. With the commando yep. thing, man. You don't want to have a zipper incident.
Oh, no, I need a line around the block waiting for me right now.
All right, okay.
All right, let's lock it in now.
Yep.
All right, so now listen, right?
Mr. Shorehands,
huh? After I say my point, I got a message from Sister Shorehands for Mr. Fritzy. And I would like to say one thing to the city.
Okay.
All right, but let's go with shout out to everybody calling in. trying to take credit for my take, saying that they called this Redskins knocking the Lions off, when we all know who said it first and where it was said at first.
You said it first, yeah.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
You're welcome. So we'll go with that. But there's nothing to worry about. We're going to annihilate these Commanders. Bum Manders.
I like Bum Manders.
But did you guys enjoy those candy ram chops last night? Because dinner was served very well, wasn't it?
Ram chops.
Man, this guy's, Mr. Shorthands has got line after line on this one.
Hey, I cook like stove guy, baby. So, I see us annihilating these guys. I say we win 13-17-point victory. Not an easy win, but we just keep punching them in the face till there's blood on the grass and they got to submit.
There you go.
So what I need you guys to do is I need us to put up a collective effort to get that boy Rios in that locker room this weekend and run them out, because Weapon X ran them out yesterday. Mm. We need Rios running them out this week.
Yeah.
And let them play that aim high from Rob Gates, so my team could be on that type of energy.
Aim high?
How about
Rios? Aim high. Listen to it and get them on that energy, right?
Okay.
How about Rios running out of the tunnel with no shirt on and the bulletproof vest? Mm.
Full commando.
Rios was in rare form yesterday.
Yes,
somehow his
was.
Tweets kept showing up on my timeline.
Uh-oh. Rios is an emotional game watcher. Yes. That's what I can tell from the tweets. So, Mr. Shorthands, what was the message from Sister Shorthands to Jack?
So, she says she has a Jalen Hurts apology form for him. Because we keep seeing the same thing, right? We keep saying Jalen holding the ball. And I say that all the time. Because Jalen holds the ball, and he has to play better. But Jalen is holding the ball because he knows he's being sent in some crap consistently, because nobody's ever open.
Oh, these bum receivers, yeah.
Yeah, they're bad receivers.
We got two of the best receivers in the game, and Dallas Goedert is a gorilla. He showed that when he waited for the ball, the little boy.
The stiff arm.
So,
yeah, they seem to get open when Pickett
was playing. The play calling is horrible.
Oh, okay.
When Pickett was playing, they seemed to
come from all our big games come from an audible. Jalen checking out.
Yeah, but let me ask you: Why was he able to target AJ Brown so much against this very team, the Commanders, and against
the play calling was different.
Mm-hmm. Why would they do that? Do you think?
Why would they do that?
Yeah, because why would they call one passing game?
Kenny Pickett doesn't have the same skill set as Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts can hurt you from which way.
Yeah.
Every which way.
So do you think they have something against Jalen?
He showed that early in the game when he said, listen, let me remind y'all something so y'all can keep this in the back of y'all head all game long. Mm-hmm. I'm out. Sure.
Is that a sound effect?
Yep.
On the way out?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that was him saying, Jalen is saying, I'm out.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying he was out, Mr. Shorthands.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale all the way through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Kellen Moore is actively calling worse plays for Jalen.
For Jalen, yeah. He wants to embarrass him.
That's in his best interest.
Jerry Jones wanted him to do it.
You think Jerry Jones hires a head coach this week, or is he waiting for us to lose?
He's got to wait for us to lose.
Well, not if he wants somebody else as his head coach. If he waits for us to lose, we know he's waiting on our guy.
All right, tell the truth Monday. You get into Kellen Moore's brain. By the way,
he seemed distracted to me.
Did he?
Yes.
You ask Kellen Moore this. And it's Tell the Truth Monday. He has to tell the truth. You give Kellen Moore an option. Either the Eagles lose on Sunday and you get the Cowboys job, or the Eagles win on Sunday and you don't get the Cowboys job. What do you think Kellen Moore would choose?
Well, I would hope he would choose.
What do you think? You forget about hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would imagine he wants the head coaching job in Dallas.
So he would rather not win the Super Bowl.
I would rather not say that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is he would rather have the head coaching job in Dallas. Because you didn't say win the Super Bowl, because so there's no guarantee we win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? So it's a difference in saying would he want to win the Super Bowl or...
Right, just win on Sunday.
Yeah, you're just saying win on Sunday.
Yeah.
And not get the Dallas Cowboy job?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he would want to take that Dallas Cowboy job.
Jack?
I think he wants the Cowboy job. But, I mean...
No doubt in my mind he wants the Cowboy job. No doubt in my mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're Jerry Jones, you can call... they can just half-ass offer.
Out of respect,
right?
That's all Chicago did was out of respect
for
Detroit. They just waited.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they knew who they wanted to hire. They just went through all the other interviews, and then they really were just waiting to see what was going to happen with Detroit. And as soon as they lost, look what happened. They hired a guy Monday.
Maybe because Ben Johnson was lack of focus?
His offense looked good.
Well, they moved the ball. Yes. They just turned it over. Yeah. I think they had like 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, Jared Goff, the one bad throw that led to a pick six.
That was pretty early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he had the one where they were going in to score, and he threw an interception.
Yeah.
So really, he did cost the team 14 points right there.
He was horrible.
Sean McVay knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Now, Ben Johnson, I don't know why you had Jameson Williams throwing.
Well, he got a little cute.
Yeah. Like, that was unnecessary.
Yeah. And I wanted to say, like, why is he – when he threw that, I was like, what are you doing? But he's not a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback.
You put him in that situation.
Yes. Right. He threw it trying to be a hero. Like, dude, he's covered.
Yes.
Read the defense.
And by the way,
time.
He threw it, like, on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a frozen rope. No, there was no air on it, about nothing. Like,
he thought he was Aaron Rodgers for a second there. Unbelievable.
Yep.
What a win. All right, 215-592-9494. John and Atko, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. A quick question for Ike. And in a comment, and the same thing for Spike. A quick question and in a comment. With the upcoming game with the Washington Commanders, obviously it's going to be a tight game. It's not going to be a gimme. We both know that. From the days of when you were playing, how difficult is it for the offensive line and the defensive line not to commit a penalty because of the emotion involved in the game? And Ike, I'm asking you that directly.
Oh, well, hell, it's probably harder for a defensive lineman not to do it when you think about emotions. O-linemen, for the most part, they usually play under control. I mean, sometimes you get some of these O-linemen that are overly aggressive. It's ironic that you're asking me that, because back in those days, we did have an overly aggressive offensive line like John Runyon.
Oh, yeah.
that would get penalties. But in today's game, you don't see that as much. I would imagine yesterday – their emotions probably got tested a little bit, because the games are so intensified at this point, and there's so much at stake at this point. You can't help to have that extra emotion. And as fans, we want the players to have it. We just want it to be a controlled emotion. In other words, Spike brought up Jalen Carter having Matthew Stafford. We all thought he was going to slam Matthew Stafford on his head, but he didn't. So he controlled his emotions, right? Like, maybe early in the year, Matthew Stafford does get dumped on his head. But we're at a time in the season where stuff like that can cause you to be sent home packing for the winter. And I got to give Jalen Carter a lot of credit. He kept his emotions in check.
Yeah,
and that's
him not body slamming Stafford was one of the best moments of my life. Yeah,
that's one of the big reasons I asked that question, is because in a lot of the games this weekend, you saw where a team was actually on a drive. It was a very, very critical drive, but then it was just killed, or a great play was called back because you had like a holding or an offsides call, and how it could really destroy the momentum of a team that's in the midst of a very critical drive or critical point in the game. Then my next question is for Spike. If we could get past the Commanders this weekend, which is going to be a tremendous challenge, again, everybody knows that, we make it to the Super Bowl, how difficult is it? And I'm speaking to Ike but Spike directly. You've worked in different markets. How difficult would it be if we make it to the Super Bowl and we lose to the same team we lost to again, to get past that emotionally for a team to move forward next season?
Oh, well, I mean, it's pretty well documented that thank you for the call, John, that losing in the Super Bowl makes the next year tougher. I mean,
yeah, we're screwed.
No matter who you lose to.
Just sit Saquon for the year.
Between 400 Saquon touches, losing in the Super Bowl again, yeah. I wouldn't have – we will convince ourselves
right.
that next year will be great. I wouldn't count on next year being great.
Nope. Yeah.
All right.
Trade Quan.
Don't do that now. All right.
Just kidding.
Ready to put a statue up with a guy.
No.
We have the Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 and the Players Lounge coming up at 7 here at Cheeky's and Pete's. Still a little bit of time left in this show for you to get in. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, so what's the plan? You're going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest that's coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.